What if you guys started your morning off with gratitude? What if gratitude was the first thing that you thought of first thing in the morning? What if you decided to actually be grateful for the breath, for waking up, for everything around you, for your parents, for your life, for the trees, for the wind, for the sun, for the night, for the connections that you have? What if you were decided to be grateful for each and every single thing that you're doing in your life right now? What if you decided to actually start to write down each and every single morning three things that you're grateful for? Imagine how much your life could change. Imagine how much more you could accomplish. Imagine how much better you would feel for being grateful for the small little things, being grateful that this pen works, being grateful that you have a cell phone, being grateful that you have a keyboard, being grateful that you have a mouse, being grateful that you have headphones, being grateful that you can start a podcast, being grateful that you can post on Instagram, being grateful that you can coach people, being grateful that you can inspire people, being grateful that you can connect people unlike any other connection that you've ever had before. Be grateful that you have a computer, that you have a roof over your head. Be grateful that you have food. Be grateful that you have money to be able to buy the food. Be grateful that you have friends. Like, I mean, be grateful for everything, because not everybody in life has all the same things that we have. Not everybody has the ability to be grateful for what they have. I mean, they're still grateful for having very little. It's kind of like looking at kids in Africa or third world countries that they don't even get food. They have no way of eating. They have no way of getting fresh drinking water. Be grateful for the water that you have. Be grateful that you have ice, a fridge, roof over your head, heat, cold. Be grateful that you have shoes. Like, I mean, it's just all perspective. You start to be grateful. You stop complaining about, oh, this person did that, or I hate my job, or this sucks, or that sucks, or what if I did this, or why do I have to drive an hour every single day instead of in traffic to go to a job that I hate? It's like, what if you stopped complaining? Instead, you're like, you know, I'm grateful that I have a car that works. You know, I'm grateful that I can have a job that actually pays my bills. Maybe I don't like it as much as I want to like it right now. So what if I decided to actually decide to be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to find other work that is more than satisfying, that's going to satisfy my needs, that's going to help me grow as an individual, that's going to actually help me reach my goals. Because if you do that, then it's kind of like, well, now you're not being cynical. You're not being like upset about the world. You're more being grateful for what you have. Like, I mean, a quick little story for me is over the summer last year in Grand Junction, the heat gets up to like 110 in the afternoon around 4. And for one, I don't have AC in my car. That's besides the point right now. That's not the story that I'm telling. I might tell that story a bit later. The story that I'm telling, though, is over the summer, my transmission broke. And I was out of a car. My buddies were out, like they were out of the state, so I couldn't borrow their cars or anything like that. So I had to figure out a way to get around. And I was like, well, you know, I have to be to work at this time and the bus schedule doesn't run at that time. Plus, I didn't really want to ride the bus. So I was like, hey, you know what? This is a perfect time for me to get exercise. This is the perfect time for me to be grateful that I have a bike. Like, I could have been like, oh, I hate this. My car's broken. I can't do anything, yada, 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 and just start complaining and complaining and complaining. See, like, I don't even really know how to complain anymore. It's a trait that you can actually pick up when you start to become more grateful for what you have. Anyway, I didn't have a car to drive to the school or to work, to go to work. So I was like, the only way that I knew how to do it was to get on my bike and ride to work. And then in the morning, it was nice. In the afternoon, after I got off work, not so great. Because then I was like, well, I still want to go to the gym. Like, I'm not going to just give up the gym and go home and soak in my lows and not really do anything productive. So I got on my bike. I rode to the gym. 110 degrees weather. Had to climb up this steep-ass hill. Like, I mean, it was a bitch sometimes. But I was like, you know what? I could complain about this, or I could be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be in great shape. I'm going to still go get my workout in. I'm going to learn how to build up my cardio. I'm going to get some cardio. I'm going to burn some extra fat. I'm going to get leaner. Like, I'm going to have these goals and these ambitions, and I'm actually going to be grateful for the situation that I'm presented with right now with my transmission breaking. And when I came to that realization, it's like, yeah, this I could have complained. Like, probably a lot of people probably would have. They would have been like, ah, God, this is terrible. But I was over here like, you know what? Let's do this. Let's just do this. And even through the process, like the bike that I have that I was riding, the shifting didn't work all that well. It would get jabbed. Like, the pedals weren't working all that time. Sometimes the chain would slip. I got like 2-3 flat tires, so I had to walk my bike home on several occasions. But it was like, what else could I do? Like, I could complain and wish that things could be different. But I mean, where would that get me? it wouldn't get me anywhere. Now, compared to me being grateful that I at least had a bike and I at least had two legs, I still had a home roof over my head, and I wasn't living on the street, like, wondering where my next meal was going to come. Like, I just didn't have a car for a little while. Like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, like, I had to come to the point to realize, like, you know what? Everything that I have, is I'm grateful for. So, like, if you're wanting to transform your life, if you want to be more grateful, be more happy, just have, like, a constant high with everything that you do, something that you might want to consider is trying to be grateful for everything that you have. No matter what it is, say somebody hurts you or you hurt your feelings or somebody in the past made you feel some way or your car doesn't work, your window doesn't work, you have a broken window, your friends aren't talking with you anymore. Who knows? I don't know what's going on with you right now. Anyways, if you have any sort of thoughts along those lines, then it's like, you know what? Maybe those weren't the right friends. Maybe those weren't my people. You know, maybe me having my car broken down or my windows shattered or something like that. You know what? Maybe that's the perfect time for me to be grateful that I at least still have a car and now I can get the air coming in through the car. And it's nice. Like, I get a nice little breeze whenever I'm driving down the highway. I get to, like, have my hand out the window and go, like, shoo, like you did as a kid. So, like, I mean, there's good things that come along with bad things. You just got to learn to flip the script. You got to learn to find the gratitude in every situation that you have. Once you start to learn how to be grateful for everything that you have, your mind starts to just look for gratitude in everything that you're doing. So, like, I'm grateful that, like, as I said at the beginning, I'm grateful that I can do these podcasts, that I can talk with people, that I love what I'm doing, that I'm able to make connections with other people. Like, I'm grateful for that. And if you're able to start off first thing in the morning, I'd recommend journaling about it. Like, journal first thing in the morning, just be like, three things I'm grateful for. No matter how small it is, if you don't want to journal and you want to meditate on it, you can meditate on it too. Could just be like looking outside and being like, wow, those trees out there, I'm grateful that they're so green. It's like, hey, you know, that blue sky, I'm grateful that there's a blue sky with some white clouds. Like, that's really, really pretty. And you start to just like look at the beauty and everything around you and you start to be grateful for everything that you have. Like, I'm grateful that I was able to buy books and read books. I'm grateful that I can still do that to this day. I'm grateful I can go to the gym. I'm grateful that I have a TV if I want to watch TV. I'm grateful that I have a social media account to where I can reach people and have an impact. I'm grateful for so many things. I'm grateful for my ability to be so driven and hungry. I'm grateful for the people in my life. Like, you start to say these things, and I mean, you guys are more than welcome to re-listen to this podcast, and just repeat in your head or out loud what I'm saying. Because if you do that time and time again, it'll start to become repetitive. You'll start to realize, like, hey, you know what? I am grateful for what I have. I'm grateful for the warm shower that I took. I'm grateful that I can look at. I'm grateful that I have a fridge. Like, I'm grateful that I have water. I'm grateful for everything in my life. And once you start to become grateful, your perception and your perspective starts to shift in a different direction. When it starts to shift in a different direction, you start to get more of a growth mindset. When you have a growth mindset, you're actually able to accomplish more than just being stuck in your same ways. If you're always stuck in the same ways and you want to reach new goals, you have big dreams, big aspirations, like you're going to do big things, then I do highly recommend that you check out my coaching, or at least get a free 15-minute coaching consultation with me, so I can help you become more grateful, so I can give you more steps to be more grateful, so I can actually see where you're struggling with your gratitude. You can have somebody to ask questions of, like, hey, how are you able to deal with this? How are you able to deal with your car breaking down and being able to get over that and being stranded on the side of the road wondering, like, how do I fix this? What do I do? Am I just going to have to sleep in my car tonight until the morning comes and then try and start my car up then and then have the same thing happen 20 miles down the road or something? It's like, if you have questions like that, then I highly recommend that you check the link down in the bio and sign up for at least the free 15-minute consultation call. If you're truly dedicated and you truly know that you want help from me, then you can either sign up for the 30, 60, or 90-minute consultation call as well. And those are charged currently just because I believe when you pay for something, you're more inclined to actually put in more effort to get better. Now, if it's given to you for free, you're not actually going to stick with it as much as you would stick with it compared to when it's paid for. So if you guys are interested in that, I do have deals and bundles, and we can discuss that in our first meeting. And if you decide to do some different route, I can always refund you your money, and we can always do like a 6-month package or a 3-month package or a year package, depending on how dedicated you are to actually improving your life and becoming more grateful. If you aren't wanting to become more grateful and you don't want to have like actual happiness in your life, then, you know, don't click the link in the bio. That's perfectly like, That's your choice. I'm not forcing you to do anything. I'm only giving you and guidance and asking you questions that has helped me get to where I'm at today. Because gratitude, forgiveness, mindfulness, success, personal development, just really anything in general that helps me be the best me that I can be, I'm trying to share that with you guys. And when you invest in yourself, it's like investing in your future. It's investing in the potential that you could achieve later down the road. So again, you guys, those links are all down in the bio down below. Also, I have an Instagram account where I post daily Instagram content on there as well. I post on my stories the majority of the time. Quite enjoy interacting with you guys on there. Otherwise, you know, you can also check out the audio podcast or my YouTube channel. Not sure where you're listening to this. I do have both, so if you want to listen to it while at the gym, get little doses of like gratitude, motivation, mindfulness, personal development, some productivity tips, discipline, responsibility. I cover a mass wide range of everything. I know that probably might be screwing me over in the end, but hey, I feel like I'm fairly good at all those and I can offer a lot of value to you guys. So if you're interested, one last time before I leave you guys, and I'm just grateful that all of you guys tuned in today too as well. Can't wait to hear from you. Hope to hear from you. And just as always, I love and appreciate each and every single one of you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you guys on Monday.